You talk about in your work the resonance key, a grid, the zero point grid.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
Well, Larry and I, when we were doing our research, we'd come across the concept of ether, quintessence, the zero point field, the Akashic records, all of these ideas of this vast, unlimited field of information that contained within it the landscape of time, past, present, and future. Sort of an information clearinghouse, mm-hmm. if you will, of every, you know, it's like the kingdom of heaven referred to in the Bible. But we talked a lot and we thought, you know, what's going on here? What's going on with these different levels of reality that people seem to be experiencing, people that have certain abilities, people that witness paranormal phenomenon? What's happening here? We started to envision it less like a field and more like a grid where you have levels of reality, and they're interconnected the way a grid would appear to be. And the way that they're interconnected could be things like wormholes, you know, different mechanisms that connect one level of reality to the other, like parallel universes might be connected by wormholes. But we also needed a mechanism by which we might be traveling through these different levels.
Right.
And that's where resonance came into play.
Do you think the past, present, future could be in this zero-point grid?
Absolutely. I think everything is. Everything that ever was, is, or will be. And what we are doing is using our consciousness to resonate with specific levels of the grid when we meditate, when we chant, when we pray, when we use the power of intention, when we engage in psychic abilities, when we have a paranormal experience. Those are all opportunities where we are tapping into other parts of the grid. We may not be doing it voluntarily, but the mechanism by which we're doing that, we believe, is resonance, that we are somehow we're matching the vibrational frequency of our thought or our consciousness with a specific level in the grid, and we're therefore manifesting something or perceiving something that we don't normally perceive on a day-to-day basis.
Is there a science behind it, or is it simply paranormal?
If you look at the zero-point field, which is, you know, borderline theoretical, we know that there is zero-point energy. We've been able to extract it in very small amounts. If you look at a concept like that, which comes out of quantum theory, sure, that's where you would say the science is. And basically what we're doing is we're taking that, what happens on the quantum level, we're trying to see, well, is it possible that this could be happening on the cosmic scale as well? Or maybe this is just what reality is itself. So there is a scientific basis for the concept, but there's no proof of this grid. And I think the proof of it is in our subjective experiences.
Is anybody looking for proof?
I think we all are. I think all of these groups that go out ghost hunting every weekend are looking for proof, because what they want to know is what happens to us after we die. Where do we go? You know, where are those entities and those ghosts that everybody's trying to chase down coming from? I think people who look for cryptids and you know, want to know where UFOs come from, they're looking into the grid. They want to know, are they interdimensional? Are they coming from parallel universes? Are they coming from other realities entirely? Are we creating them? So I think, you know, all of us are looking for the grid. And the funny thing is, we may be immersed in it. Just as a fish swims in the ocean, it's immersed in the ocean, but it may not realize it.
It could very well be where dark energy may exist.
Absolutely.
I think.
And it's a, so, you know, we've heard, we call it the grid, and other people call it the field. And
yeah, Lynn McTaggart.
Exactly. And right. Her book influenced me greatly, and her work now with intention, and Dean Radin's work with intention. All of this is linked into our concept of the grid. And we just use the term because we like the visual of that infrastructure. You know, when you look at a grid, you've got all these different levels, and they're all linked up, and there look like little windows in between each level, as if there's a window that you could look from one reality into another. And I think we do that when we have experiences like deja vu, ESP, you know, precognitive dreams and things like that. I think we're always peeking into other levels of the grid.
Let's talk a little bit about intention, Marie. People's ability to make things happen with their thought.
Absolutely. I'm all for it. I've done it. I've worked with it. I think the problem is that a lot of people think that it's something where you can just think about something for 5 minutes and boom, you're going to have that mansion. You're going to have $5 million in your bank account. A lot of people went out and bought The Secret. They read it once. They thought about what they wanted.
And waited.
And yeah.
they're still waiting.
I come from a science of mind background, and we had what's called scientific prayer or treatment, and it's just using your intention to state what you want. But we would always say, you've got to treat and move your feet. You've got to take action. But the other thing that people don't realize is you can't just think about something for 5 minutes and then for the rest of the day negate that with all of your doubts and fears as to why that'll never happen and expect it to happen. The subconscious is a very powerful part of what manifests as reality in our lives. And if our subconscious is not aligned with what we consciously intend, it's never going to happen.
There is a fine line, as you know, mm-hmm. between pushing for things and letting them happen.
Yes, detachment, letting go, some people say let go and let God. Surrender is probably the biggest part of intention. You focus your thought on what you want, you put it out there, and then you let it go. Because what happens is if you don't do that, and you're constantly waiting and waiting, that's doubt, that's fear, and that shuts it down immediately.
I want you to give me an example of how something, someone, taps into the grid and makes it work for themselves.
I think, meditation is something that we could talk about because a lot of people do it. So, for example, if you're having an issue or you're having a problem and you need some wisdom, you need some guidance, you don't know what decision to make, if you meditate, basically what you're doing is you are changing the vibrational frequency of your consciousness and you are accessing another level of reality. And that level that you're accessing is the grid. That's where all of the information and guidance and wisdom that there could ever possibly be exists. And the only way that you're going to tap into that is if you get quiet and go within. Because if you're busy, 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 running around, checking your email, you're not going to get there. You're not going to make the connection. So say you meditate on a problem or an issue. You may not get the answer during the meditation, but maybe later on that day, an inspiration will come up. An answer will pop up. And that happens to me all the time. And it's because I've taught myself that I can go into that field of information or that grid of information, that grid of past, present, future, every idea that there's ever been, and ask for what I need, put it out there, plant the seed, and then I will know that at some point it's going to come into my consciousness.
Is it possible that this grid is what some call God?
I think it could, yeah. I mean, I think we're all the grid. We're all...
Because the grid is everything, isn't it?
Yeah. And it very well could be that we are all our own realities. And we still don't know if...
Or our own nightmares, too.
Yeah, in a lot of cases, yeah. But I think we're all the grid. I think, when Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is within you and all through you and without you, but you don't see it, it's us, it's everything that we perceive, everything we manifest, and it's all of the things that we don't, but they're still out there.